Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to call today a weekend roundup. We're going to start rounding up the news from the week. And so we're just going to call it the weekend roundup. On Monday, we had Greg Owens here, and he's one of the sponsors of the show with Liberty Tabletop. I encourage you to use my sponsors and support them. And we talked about some of the trade deals and trade labor issues, and not labor, but the trade issues that are going on, and COOL, the current country of origin labeling. On Tuesday, I went in depth, really in depth, with the letters that have been coming back from the cease and desist letters that we sent out. In fact, one of my listeners sent me an email about maybe we should shorten that list down just a little bit, because she said the legislators don't like to read, which we know that's true from what they did on the hearing on Wednesday. And so we'll look at that. I'm not sure I can cut it back that much. I am going to send it out again and go after these perpetrators against our president and against the Constitution one more time. Daniel Turner will not be calling in today. He had previous engagement and he wasn't going to make it, but I saw a tweet from him today, and his tweet said the Democrats offer no way to pay for it. Now, they're throwing all these things out there, the Green New Deal, and we did go on Tuesday, we went into depth on each one of these things that they're promising. One of them he's claiming is the Green New Deal, and they offer no way to pay for it. When you ask them, oh, well, we'll find the money. Oh, free college, Democrats offer no way to pay for it. Free health care, Democrats offer no way, no solution of how to pay for it. Free housing, again, they offer no way to pay for it. He says, I don't know how they keep getting away with this. Well, because it's just words. And it's just money, you know, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, we can just print more. Wednesday, I gave you the words of a song that was done back in the early 1990s. We need God in America again. And in that lyrics, it talked about our founding fathers. It talked about certain things that had happened in this nation, as in the removal of prayer from the schools. And it's an old song, but very pertinent yet today. Well, I had a Facebook troll that attacked me. It said, we never were a Christian nation, and the Constitution has nothing to do with biblical principles or law. Okay. Thursday, we covered the Wednesday circus, of course, you know, the hearing against what was supposed to be questions about the Mueller report ended up attacks on the Attorney General, and it got very vicious, as I believe the carnivore Democrats came out looking for blood and feast on the Attorney General. The promises that the Democrats make are ludicrous. Their behavior in this hearing was ridiculous. And we, the people, are the ones that suffer. You know, we make fun of these, and I'm going to pull that out. We make fun of these things that the Democrat candidates are promising. But when you stop and think about it, who are they talking to? Well, they're trying to get the younger people. Remember, Pelosi wants to capture the young people. She wants to capture them while they're in school. They want to go after the young people who don't know any better. Unfortunately, they don't know any better because we at home haven't taught them any better, I guess. We can't. I used to always tell folks, you cannot rely on a public school system or even your Sunday school to teach your children. You hope you're attending a church that's going to teach them correctly. And I'm not putting down churches in any way. What I'm telling you is that it is your responsibility. You can't blame someone else if they're not being taught right. You need to be teaching them. Tell them what they're going to be told, and then tell them what the truth is. Let them know both sides of the story. Equip your children for life, because, you know, you're always going to have liars in life. You're always going to have those trench coat politicians that are going, hey, I make you a deal you can't refuse, which is exactly what they're doing. We went through these on Tuesday, and I also, with those cease and desist letters, I still have them. I'm going to work on maybe shortening it, but I don't know how I can possibly shorten it. I already feel like I've got more stuff to add to it. But short and sweet, they didn't get it when we got those letters back. We appreciate your concerns. No, this wasn't a letter of concern. This was a letter of cease and desist. But that's how little they think of you. And you saw that in the hearings. If they'll attack Attorney General Barr and accuse him of all kinds of things, including lying, calling him the president's attorney, not the United States attorney. I mean, the arrogance, the conceit, and the disrespect was sickening. But these are the same ones that will make promises. And they just let anything come out of their mouths. Anything. They don't care. So, we saw this display, and I'm going back to, I always keep notes on the shows. We're going to go back to what the Democrats are promising, because I do kind of want to hear from you on that. I didn't hear too many of you on that day. But the first thing they want to do is throw out the Electoral College. They keep saying, Hillary won the popular vote. Hillary won the popular vote. Hillary won the popular vote. And we have read to you and we have given you the statistics of where exactly those popular votes came from. It was not the majority of the nation. There's just two or three states. Two or three big cities. Not even a majority of the counties. And that's what they want to rule you with, which is mob rule. That's why they keep saying democracy. It just infuriates me. Even the Republicans keep doing it. I have noticed that Sean Hannity now calls this a republic. You know, it's not really right now because we're not doing what we need to be doing as the people. So they want to do away with the Electoral College because they couldn't win with the Electoral College. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to add to how many they've got. Now, you know, when we talk about the Supreme Court and everybody thinks, oh, we've got a conservative Supreme Court. Now, we do not. We have some conservative, I don't even like to say that word. I'd rather say constitutional judges on there. But we also have some moderates. I don't like that word, moderate. Those are like fence riders in Roberts and Gorsuch. You're never sure what they're going to do. Roberts gave us Obamacare, remember? So you're never quite sure what they're going to hand you. And we do know that the others are definitely liberal and they will go with their agendas, not with the Constitution necessarily. Not every time, but they were rounding up the news today. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that at with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're doing a weekend roundup. So, or week roundup, maybe I should say. We're rounding up the news that we discussed during the show this week. And your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. So we were talking about packing the Supreme Court, and I probably said something somebody probably didn't like, but Roberts is not what I would call a conservative, and he handed us Obamacare unconstitutionally, in my view and many others' view. And we don't know for sure. Gorsuch is kind of like that on that end. He's been good thus far, but he also let us down one time. So I don't want, and I don't like to hear packing the Supreme Court from either side. Why can't we all just get along? Why can't we all look at the Constitution and love it? You know, we've overcome so many obstacles in this nation. And it seems to me, with all the ugly words that are being thrown out, that we're going backwards. We're just going backwards. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. So, they're promising this Green New Deal is going to save the world. And I wished I had exactly what he'd said, but one of the talk show hosts, Tucker Carlson, this week, I get a big kick out of him, and he was talking about Beto O'Rourke, you know, table dancing Beto. He made some comment about how many, I don't remember how many trillions of dollars, by 2050 we were going to be completely green. We weren't going to have any coal. We weren't going to have any fossil fuels. We were going to use it. We were going to be completely green. And Tucker had to call him out on it because we know better, because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told us we were going to all die in 12 years if we didn't spend a different $1 trillion by then. You know, that's extortion, and that's, they know they're not going to change the world with trillions of dollars. They may change their world. It's expensive and it's impossible. The things they're wanting to do, they can't even do without fossil fuel. I saw a commercial last night, and they were talking about one of the states here in the United States of America that has a lot of wind. And no, I'm not talking about D.C. They have a lot of wind, more so than we have in certain other areas of the nation. So they have a lot of these wind turbines. And what they were saying was brought to you by fossil fuel. You can't make the wind turbines. You can't run the wind turbines without some fossil fuel. And that's just the truth of it. But they were bragging about the good that they do. I think they're horrendous to look at and see. They had acres and acres. Well, no, acres is a small, and large parcels of land covered with these things in several different areas in this particular state. But, you know, they can't do it without the fossil fuel. You can't make the wind turbines. You can't make the steel without the coal. You can't do it. You can't bring the coal in to the factories or whatever you call them to burn the steel, to shape the steel without the trucks, without the fossil fuel, without gasoline. You can't do it. So Beto O'Rourke can dance on the table all he wants, but they're not going to be completely free of fossil fuel and extortion. Billions and trillions of dollars out of the American people is not going to make it happen. We have some callers coming in, if you hang with me here. We have Neil from Missouri, and we also will go to Illinois right after Neil. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. I just, it's not raining, at least at the moment.
Yeah, here either.
We got a little bit of flooding down here. You know, there's only one way out of here. Yesterday, all the other bridges were underwater, so.
Oh, wow.
But I was talking about this issue you raised about, Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote. You know, you'd have to consider invaders and dead people popular in order to consider her as having won the popular vote.
She didn't do that, did she?
Yeah, when you discount all those voters, you know, the invaders and the dead people, she only got just barely over 40% of the vote. You know, I mean, there's been people have researched and documented, you know, and like one-third of the voting machines were controlled by her, a company that she's co-owner of, you know, that produced the voting machines. So they had them rigged so that when you voted for a Republican, it automatically threw it to her and the Democrats.
I think that's why she was in shock that she lost, because she thought she had it bought and paid for and all wrapped up with a pretty shiny bow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this goes back to the problem of mob rule that you brought up. You know, the founding fathers didn't want poor people voting. And I've dealt with poor people for 40 years, and generally, not all of them, but most of them, you know, people who are poor because of unfortunate circumstances, but in the vast majority of cases, they're just stupid, and they're lazy, and they live on the street because that's the way they like living. You know, they'd rather do that than have a home, because we've numerous times we've put people in places and they just, well, that's too much effort to clean up the yard or do whatever they have to do to maintain the home we give them, and they just move on.
Yeah, that always amazes me. Yeah.
Yeah, and the founding fathers realized that you cannot have those, you can't make citizens out of those kinds of people. If you want to be a citizen, you've got to be a property owner, so you've got a stake in the game. And that's why property ownership is a requirement of citizenship. It still is. to be a U.S. citizen as opposed to a 14th Amendment citizen subject. But when they created this second class of citizenship and started giving the right to vote to all these people that had no business voting, that's why we've really got the majority of the problems today.
They're continuing to escalate that by now bringing in illegal aliens and letting them vote.
Oh yeah, and now they want to make. And now they're talking about letting 16-year-olds vote. You know, 16-year-olds are have enough problem with high school as it is. They don't need another distraction. You know. they're not even educated. Well, most of the population is not educated enough to vote competently, and certainly, you know, 16-year-olds are not. I think it was a mistake.
Well, they haven't.
18-year-olds.
Yeah, they haven't figured it out. Well, and, you know, that's why they're aiming all these promises at the youth. You know, we're going to give you free college. We're going to give you free housing. We're going to give you free this, free that. We're going to take care of you.
Right.
And they, you know, and if their parents haven't brought them up in certain fashion to have a work ethic and to, you know, have some morals and that, they fall for all this.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, you can look to Venezuela and you can see that this isn't going to work. It's just not going to work.
Right. We don't need any more YDSs voting. You know, young, dumb, and stupid. And that's what we've got in this country. You know?
All right, I'm going to let you go. I need to get one more caller in here before we head to a break. Thank you, Neil.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. We have Linda from Illinois. Linda, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm okay. I have a couple issues that are a little bit off topic that's been bothering me, Beth Ann, and I listen to you every day. I really enjoy your program.
Well,
is accurate and to the point. I have a very close relative, my first issue, who was in law enforcement, walked out the door every day to take a bullet. And now he's retired and needs to pay for himself out of what he's saved $750 a month for insurance.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
He's tried all
it
different
is.
Companies, and it's first single. I said, that's nice. He went outside every day to take a bullet for our community, and that's what he gets in return.
Next
issue is I have worked in the healthcare system. I am 72 years old for over 30 years in country and out of country in one of our president's favorite countries, Saudi Arabia. And I have a walker. I have severe arthritis. I have a walker, two hips, two knees, very strong medication for the arthritis so I can move. And
okay, I'm going to have to hold. I want to hear your story, and we're going to end to this break. So I want you to stop right there, and we'll continue with your health care issues when we come back, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to CSE. Hang on with me, Linda. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're rounding up the week with the news. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go back to Linda from Illinois. Linda was telling us she's dealing with arthritis, and if my understanding was correctly, you've had two hip replacements and two knee replacements.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I have severe arthritis. My problem is I worked for over 32 years, pushing, pulling, loving, mm-hmm. lifting. My joints are gone. Mm-hmm. End of my job, I got a letter. It says, you are terminated, when all my insurances ran out. I am now on Social Security and Medicaid. I've paid hundreds and thousands of dollars in taxes. So this is not a free ride for me.
No.
The farms are controlling how I am treated. I have severe neuropathy in my feet right now. My feet burn so bad I can hardly walk. My foot specialist ordered a special compound cream that the insurance will not pay for now because it's not on their list. So I have to walk around in pain because they control my treatment. I get around $1,850 for Medicare, plus the Medicaid helps a lot. So I am a peasant. I do not have the funds that our government has and our governmental employees and the Senate.
They're well taken care of, aren't they?
The Congress, yes. You know, I can't sit around holding my head waiting to say aye or nay. And it's just very frustrating and painful for me, and something needs to be done about the cost of medications. This medication would cost me $80 a month. I cannot pay that.
Let me...
And live.
I have a good friend. I have a good friend that has a disorder, a blood disorder. It's kind of a rare thing, and he had another episode of falling back. You know, they had it stabilized, and now it's gone back the other direction. And they're going to try a new medication on him, and the new medication per treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sitting down, Linda? Is everybody sitting down? It's over $250,000.
Oh, no. See, that has
Don't say that word now. But, you know, that is highway robbery. That is extortion. Now, he's a perfect candidate. They're going to offer this for him for a time just because it's a new piece of new medication, but the fact that they have any medications that are that expensive, even what you're talking about with yours, is highway robbery. And you know, once the government got involved and got in bed with the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance industry, we saw our costs going up and up and up and up, and our decisions, our control over our own health care, going down and down and down and down. And that's exactly the way they want it. When they talk about medication, when they talk about Medicare for all, when they talk about the insurance for everyone, why don't we just talk about what's making it expensive instead of forcing people to buy insurance for it? So, I'm sorry, Linda, that you've had to go through all this. I really am.
I've got family members that are doing the same thing. And I have been my own advocate, and a lot of people do not have the health care knowledge that I have to know what is correct and what's not correct. And there's a big missing link with that, you know, education.
They make it so complicated that people just want to throw the papers up and say, I forget it. I don't want to even look at it.
And that's the point.
Linda,
they want it that way. And remember, there's the haves and the have-nots. And that's where we're at now.
You got it, Linda. And you were not off topic, because that is part of what the Democrats are promising people, and you're just a good example of why that's not a good thing. Appreciate it so much. Thank you, Linda.
Yes. If I could just have another minute, I will tell you.
Real quick.
To encourage some people. I quit school when I was in 10th grade, got a GED, then put myself through college. I now have a college diploma in the past 30 years.
Awesome.
For an RN. And they say there's a nurse shortage. There is not. They do not hire nurses. The hospitals have these wonderful...
That's true. You're correct on that.
You walk into, they go, oh, my God, the care must be wonderful here. They don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I do. I was in charge of 30-bed unit for the last few years I was able to work. and there's just not nurses hired.
No, I remember when that kind of started slacking off. My mother was a registered nurse and worked in that industry, and they were using less and less registered nurses and more of the just nurses' aides and such. So, Linda, thank you very much. I'm going to move on. I've got another caller. I've got Larry from Florida, I believe. Larry, how are you today?
Hi. You know, I'm a pro-lifer, and I listen to the cries from the womb spot that you have on your show. You know, and yes. I do sympathize, but, you know, this nibbling at the edges of the abortion issue that everybody's been trying for the last half century, and then like some state legislator somewhere in the Bible Belt somewhere will get some kind of a thing that puts big restrictions on abortion or somehow throws stumbling blocks in front of it, and then some federal judge comes out from under his rock and strikes it down. You know, millions of people voted for it, but one federal judge couldn't. I don't believe we're ever going to get the Supreme Court stocked with enough conservatives to actually overturn Roe v. Wade. Not the way the Democrats are going.
I think the best way to stop abortion is to educate the women. And I think, the realization abortion is going down in some respects, you know, because people are actually able to see those little babies very early in the womb. And, my Red Ribbon campaign, Cries from the Womb, that's all that was about, is to start the conversation and show people that these are individuals in the womb that are crying out for help. They're the innocent that can't speak out for themselves. And that's all that was about. And
It's absolutely heartbreaking.
Now they don't want to stop it at the womb. They want to kill them after they're born. And it's
I know it. I tell you what, wasn't it Billy Graham or somebody a long time ago said, if God does not punish America, then he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology.
Well, you know, he's not going to apologize, so so we better be straightening our act up. You know, I was at a Vitae Foundation banquet this week, and I want to share this with you. Trey Gowdy was the speaker, and he approached it different than any other speaker there because he started approaching it to life in general being precious. And it just meant so much. I mean, the man was moved to tears. He was a prosecuting attorney, and some of the cases that he had to prosecute were pretty sad.
If we don't
love life in general, we're not going to care about these little babies because, you know, they're just an inconvenience for too many people.
And who's the next one on the chopping block? The old people in the nursing homes? Maybe we could just euthanize them and get them out of the way.
You know, I'm getting way too close to that.
me too.
Way too close to that. I'm going to fight that one tooth and toenail. Thank you, Larry. Thank you for your input today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're rounding up the news for the weekend. I'm very moved by the phone calls today. And, you know, Larry's right. They just keep picking at this, making it more complicated, not doing away with it, trying to protect the unborn. But until the hearts of the people are completely changed to value life, not just yours, but others. I have several articles from Life News that I downloaded this morning, printed off. One after the other, Planned Parenthood hangs up on a 911 call after a botched abortion. And I know I've got some folks in St. Louis that they watch the Planned Parenthood clinic and they see ambulances coming and going there frequently. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats did block to stop infanticide for the 36th time. Refuse care for babies accidentally born alive. How barbaric this nation. This nation of people who claim that they care about human life and rights. How sad. Another one is the Democrats double down on defending abortion, with retarded Down syndrome babies. If it's the mother's choice, she can kill it. You know. Unless we start caring about life and have a change of heart, it's just going to get worse. What I started to tell Larry that in this Vitae banquet that I went to, the president of Vitae was talking about one time when they had Alan West there back in, I think, 2016 or 20, I don't know, it's been a few years ago. And he had said, basically, I'm going to use my hillbilly slang, we ain't seen nothing yet. He said, it's going to get worse. They're going to be killing the babies after they're born. It's going to get worse. They're not going to stop. And I think we're seeing that today. We're seeing how they do not want to stop. We're going to go to the phones real quickly. Bruce from Illinois. Bruce, what's on your mind? You're in the last segment here. I just got a couple minutes left. What's on your mind?
Beth, vitamins. Hello? Beth?
Yes.
The vitamins. The vitamins. Wallace Wisdom, go to that website because he's a veterinarian and a naturopath. So this will help you cure all these joint problems. He sells all these vitamins through Youngevity out of San Diego, California. You can look all this up. You have to educate yourself, like she said. Yep.
Okay. That would be for Linda. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Real quick. Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. About caring. What we witnessed on Wednesday in the hearings and then Thursday as well, because when they attacked the Attorney General in the way that they did, unprecedented, and it served absolutely no purpose except for grandstanding for the Democrat Party and those that are running for president, it actually showed their ignorance, their arrogance, their conceit. He said, I'm not going up there tomorrow. I'm not going to do it. There's no purpose in it. He has work to do. So this one senator brings a chicken and has the chicken there as if they're asking the chicken the questions that they were going to ask Attorney General Barr. And then he decided to intimidate by, in front of the camera, eating a piece of fried chicken. These aren't people that value life. These aren't people that respect life or respect anyone. They don't respect the office of the president. They don't respect the office of the attorney general. They don't respect anybody. They don't even respect themselves, or they wouldn't be the way they are. When you corner an animal, it's vicious. It is vicious, and it'll launch out at you, and it is the most dangerous when it's wounded and cornered. Many of these, this is my opinion, from what I have seen and witnessed and some of the news that we have heard and will be getting it confirmed in the next weeks to follow, months maybe. Many of these are the wounded, scared animals. And in order to save face, if there's any such a thing with them, they have to destroy what's in front of them that is possibly the one who's going to corner and indict them. And that is the Attorney General and the President of the United States. Regardless of what you think of this president, he has had a coup against him. And that is not the way the United States of America is supposed to behave. But the deep state was set up a long time ago. It didn't just happen. For those who always want to blame President Barack Obama, you cannot blame him on this. But those in the seats in Congress who have been there nearly a lifetime, both Republicans and Democrats, they have done a fine job of filling the deep state seats and making sure that they're wealthy in their jobs as representatives of a corporation instead of the people. You know, things happen sometimes. How do we deal with it? Depends on how you are. You can just fall apart, or you can fight back. They've taken your country. Congress has literally taken your country. Democrats and Republicans. Are you willing to do even the least of things? As send letters. I've written it for you. All you gotta do is mail it. Make phone calls. And the greatest thing of all that you can do is to get on your knees and pray. Pray for the president. Pray for his administration. But pray for these that are lost and angry and ugly. Pray for them that want to kill babies. Pray for them that their hearts will be changed. Because it's only when we have a change of heart. Only then. God needs, America needs God. God doesn't need America, America needs God. And He will bless us if we will change our hearts and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.